From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. For the second day in a row, President Trump spoke at length about school safety, advocating arming teachers with guns to thwart campus massacres.
This would only be obviously for people that are very adept at handling a gun. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them. They'd go for special training, and they would be there, and you would no longer have a gun-free zone. Gun-free zone to a maniac, because they're all cowards. A gun-free zone is let's go in and let's attack, because bullets aren't coming back at us.
The National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre criticized advocates of tougher gun control laws Thursday. He said they will not prevent mass shootings like the one that killed 17 people a week ago in Florida. Instead, he supports enforcement measures such as armed security in American schools. He said schools must be the most hardened targets in this country, and evil must be confronted immediately with all necessary force to protect our kids. LaPierre is the head of one of the most powerful lobbying organizations in the United States. He spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference, an annual event near Washington, attended by thousands of conservative politicians, strategists, and activists. Anger and concern is growing among a group of parents in northern Nigeria. They say as many as 100 of their daughters are still missing after an attack by the Boko Haram militants Monday evening on Dapchi Village. This is VOA News. Kenya's High Court on Thursday began hearing arguments in a case that challenges parts of the penal code seen as targeting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. The National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission argues that sections of the code violate the Constitution. The commission's executive director is Eric Gitari.
The case today about is a hearing seeking to decriminalize the criminalization of homosexual conduct in Kenya. Homosexuality, which we are challenging today, is consensual same-sex intimacy, which is criminalized in our law. And our argument is that it's unconstitutional, it encourages discrimination, and violates the rights of human beings in Kenya.
Many African countries still have laws against homosexuality. It's not clear when a ruling in the Kenyan case will be presented. Authorities in Ethiopia's Somali region have released about 1,500 people from prison. It's the latest step in a campaign to ease long-running political tensions. An advisor to the regional president told VOA's Horn of Africa service that the prisoners were released Thursday, hours after regional officials announced such action would be taken. The official said they include people arrested under Ethiopia's anti-terrorism law, as well as, quote, other criminals. The deputy director of the UN Children's Fund has resigned following complaints of inappropriate behavior while he was head of the British charity Save the Children. He said, "I apologize unreservedly at the time and face-to-face. I apologize again." The Haitian government on Thursday suspended the operations of the British charity Oxfam in the country, pending the outcome of an investigation into employees' alleged sexual exploitation of Haitians after the country's devastating 2010 earthquake. The suspension comes 2 days after the Oxfam chief executive officer Mark Goldring said the organization was investigating 26 new cases of sexual misconduct involving the charity's international operation. And in the United States, Special Counsel Robert Mueller filed additional charges, criminal charges, Thursday against President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and campaign aide Richard Gates. It adds allegations of tax evasion and bank fraud to previous charges of money laundering. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.